Welcome to Chat Theology, the podcast about Scripture and God from the team at Leeds School of Theology. Our courses are accessible and open to all. Check us out at leedschooloftheology.org.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Chat Theology podcast hosted by Leeds School of Theology. My name's Dave Horsfall, I'm one of your hosts along with my co-host, colleague and friend Theo Sheridan-Watts.
Good morning, Dave.
Morning. How are you doing, Theo?
Yeah, pretty good. Summer's here. Watch a lot of cricket in the summer, so that makes me happy.
That right. Sounds good, especially if you're an India fan at the moment.
Which I probably should be.
Yeah. Summer holidays for me is 3 young kids at home, 7 weeks. So yesterday, daddy daycare was taking them to a library, which was shut, and then bribed them with stuff that we bought from a bakery to walk 20 minutes to a playground, which worked in the end. It's a fairly classic day of my parenting.
Your podcasting hosting skills only rivaled by your parenting.
Yeah.
Prowess.
They're that average. So on today's podcast, we are going to be chatting a little bit about this question, why study theology? And that's a big deal. We encounter that question a lot in the work that we do. And so we're going to be kind of chatting back and forth about some of the big obstacles that people have when it comes to thinking about studying theology and, you know, blockers that they might have to engage with that. So we're going to be having a chat about that in a few moments. Just to let you know, we've got 3 new courses that are starting in September in just a few weeks' time. So we've got our Night School course, which is our Foundation in Christian Theology course. If you're looking for kind of a deeper understanding of who God is and be equipped with tools to read the scriptures in a more life-transforming way, then that course is for you. We've got the beginning of our next Mission, Theology and Ministry for the Margins course. So if you're working with those on the margins of society or you'd like to be, this course really equips you with the practical skills you need, but also with theology, theological reflection to go with that, to kind of equip you for that ministry. And then 9th September, on the 4th of October, we've got a brand new course starting, the Justice, Peace and Reconciliation course. And that is a course that's going to be looking at questions like the climate crisis and racial reconciliation, violence, conflicts, arms trade, all those kind of things, and what Christian response to those kind of questions could look like. So if that's whetted your appetite, then go to leedschooloftheology.org and you can find out all the information there about courses. Anyway, on with the podcast. We hope you enjoy the show. Okay, on today's show, we are chatting about this question, why study theology? Because in the work that we do, kind of running Leeds School of Theology, an informal theological school, we have lots of conversations with people about whether they would want to study theology. And I think it's fair to say that we come up against quite a lot of obstacles that people have.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I think it's probably also fair to say, Dave, that we, in some senses, are not the best people to talk about this, as we both love theology.
We do love theology. We're theology geeks, I would say.
In a healthy way. But it's fair also, like, we didn't emerge into this world kind of clutching Augustine's Confessions and kind of spouting ancient Greek.
That is correct.
That was the third member of our team, Daniel. But at some point we kind of got hooked on it.
Yeah.
And I think we also encounter lots of students kind of on a day-to-day basis over the years who start studying with us a little bit perhaps skeptical.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, I'll give this a go, but it's definitely not really my thing.
Yeah.
And
then within a few sessions, they are saying things like, I didn't know this was what theology was. I didn't know it was like this. In a positive way.
Yeah. Didn't know it could be this bad.
Yeah, didn't know it could be this bad. Didn't know it could be this relevant.
Relevant, and interesting, all of those things. And I guess that probably leads us to one of the first objections that we receive, and probably maybe the most common, which is basically, isn't theology just a bit boring? When you say some of you kind of work or study theology, you're like, oh, right.
Christian tumbleweed.
Totally, yeah. It's kind of, it's seen as a bit dry and lifeless. And both of me and you, Dave, we both come from or kind of are familiar with fairly kind of charismatic,
yeah,
kind of streams of Christianity. And there's this kind of sense in which theology can sometimes be pitched as this head thing that perhaps is kind of either kind of not that involved with the heart, kind of real life faith, or even could be opposed to the real life faith of the Christian.
I think that's fair. We both come from streams of Christianity with a big emphasis on presence of God, kind of individual experience of God, hearing God speak to us, big focus on relationship with God, which, you know, there is across Christian streams, but definitely that experiential faith and it being a kind of a heart-based relationship with God, which I think both of us really value. We're not saying that is of no value. And it's almost like there's this false dichotomy between passionate, devoted, you know, heart-based relationship and rigorous, well thought through kind of theological convictions.
So you, so when someone says to you, isn't theology just a bit kind of dry, lifeless, boring? Like, how do you kind of respond to that?
Yeah, totally. I understand where they're coming from. I've seen theology.
We've both seen it.
Dry.
We've both sat in lectures, not taught by anyone named on the show, that we thought this is dry and lifeless.
Yeah, or
read books.
Yeah, totally. This is a bit boring or this is a bit niche. But I think at its heart, what theology is a study of God, the study of the God who's created everything that we see around us. And so it's the study of the God who's created fun, creativity, interest, the beauty of the natural world. He's created things like love, truth, and justice, and purity, and all those kind of things that I'm like, how can it be boring to study and look at those things? And again, I think some people, again, in their mind's eye, it's kind of like, oh, study, you know, it's being sat in a quiet, lifeless, a dusty library, reading books. And you can do theology like that. And it has to be said, me and Theo don't mind that side of theology. But actually, theology is about engaging with the ideas about God and the beliefs about God that different people have. No. Studying theology, so much of it is about discussion and chatting and talking with people and hearing about their experiences and reading the scriptures together, reading the Bible. It's a very interactive and immersive thing to engage in. Yeah. And so actually the whole feel of student theology is quite vibrant, it's quite dynamic.
Yeah, totally. And also you bring one of the things that people in theology talk about is the sources of theology. And one of the things that you bring to the table is your experience.
Totally.
It is a source of theology.
Yeah.
It's you, how God has revealed himself to you and to your community and to your kind of experience of life.
And trying to make sense of it.
And trying to make sense of that in light of scripture and reason and history. And so you, to say that it's dull and lifeless, kind of, I guess it kind of misses the point of what theology is supposed to be about.
Yeah.
Which is to grow, not just in kind of head knowledge of God, but in love with him and to be excited by him.
And, you know, it's worth saying in Matthew 22, when Jesus kind of gives the greatest command, he says, you know, love your Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself, but love the Lord your God with all your heart, absolutely, with all your soul, absolutely, with all your mind and with all your strength. And so the study of theology is, to some extent, all of those things. You want to engage your heart, your soul, your spirit, your strength, but also your mind. You want to think about things, reflect on things, and bring your thoughts and the way you think about things into line with who God is and how he thinks about stuff. So, you know, it's part of the life that Jesus calls us to live.
Yeah. And totally. And I think the final thing I'd say on that is there are some people for whom, like, study and rigorous kind of long in-depth study comes more naturally and potentially will excite people more, but the other thing I'd say is that we all have thoughts about God. We all kind of at some level are kind of are engaged in the study of theology, whether we know we're doing it or not. We all kind of have ideas about what we think God is like and how he's revealed himself to us. And that in itself is theology, is studying theology. 100%. And what we're doing is just kind of bring that into a kind of slightly more kind of formal setting or yeah, kind of reflecting on that experience.
And if, I'm just, I suppose, touching on that, theology isn't there to say, oh, all of this kind of theology is wrong and all of this kind of theology is right, although theologians have done that in the past. Theology really is trying to make sense of the diversity of people's experience as a God of the universe, and to give voice and words to those experiences, and almost to validate them in many ways and say, look, this is an expression of this kind of part of scripture, this is an expression of how God is at work in the world today. And so actually lots of people find it a really validating experience. It's like, oh, I never knew there was a whole stream of theology that actually kind of supports and really adds depth to the way that I relate to God. And so I think a lot of people's experiences, they actually feel really supported, encouraged, kind of spurred on by studying theology. So if it's not boring, the next most common kind of obstacle we come up against is it's just not relevant. And we've touched on this a little bit, but what would you say if somebody says it's just not relevant to my day-to-day life, my Monday morning 9 a.m.? Yeah.
I think we've touched on it already. At its core, theology is kind of the study of God, words about God. And if this God that we're talking about is the God who kind of created Monday morning, who kind of is involved in all areas of our life, who cares about our relationships, our work, our family life, our friendships, our education, who cares about our neighbours and our communities, our streets. If that's right, if that's the type of God that we're talking about, the one that creates all of that and chooses to be engaged in all of it, then kind of theological study has something to say about all of those types of things.
Absolutely. And it's hard to look at the news on any given day and not see a topic that that theology speaks into. So at the moment we've got situation in Afghanistan unfolding, and this big question about refugees from Afghanistan coming to the UK and how the government will respond. That's a theological topic. God has something to say about the way the church and, you know, his image bearers should respond to the, you know, the aim of the outsider, the refugee. And so, you know, you're looking at a political story, but it's not just political, it's theological. And the way we respond as a church is theologically motivated. Mm-hmm. And all that means is it's motivated by our understanding of who God is.
Yeah, totally. And it's informed by our study of the scriptures. So one of the refrains that goes throughout both the Old and then also kind of in a slightly different way into the New Testament is kind of, you were foreigners and strangers.
Yeah.
You were foreigners in the land of Egypt. Yeah. Is kind of a constant refrain from God to his people. And so that kind of, and that causes them to kind of affect the way in which they lived,
yeah,
the way they lived their lives. And so kind of part of what theology is kind of bringing our day-to-day lived experience, yeah, and bringing it into dialogue with
definitely
with scriptures, yeah, with scriptures and with the God who's revealed,
yeah,
in them.
And I find kind of being involved in pastoral ministry as well, so many of the questions that we ask one another or we talk about kind of when we're talking about the walks with God or when you enter into a really difficult, painful pastoral situation, that they're big theological questions, you know. We've all got situations in our own lives or friends who are walking through situations where you are asking questions like, where is God at work in the midst of this? Or what does it look like for God to be, you know, quote unquote, in control or sovereign over the situation? Yeah. Or what is it like to meet with God?
Yeah.
And those really are theological questions that, you know, we encounter them in pastoral settings and we encounter them in our own lives. But those questions that we think about and talk about so often, that's actually us doing theology on a really regular day-to-day basis. And so studying theology just gives us a bigger framework, some more kind of tools in our toolbox to kind of work with as we go through those conversations. So pastoral, it's super helpful.
I guess probably for me the final one that I think I catch on, it comes out in a couple of different ways. It's kind of, if you make everything academic, don't you just end up kind of, I guess, deconstructing? Aren't you end up just kind of asking these questions, the kind of the big questions, doesn't it end up just kind of tearing everything down? Yeah. Is theology just a kind of a deconstruction, a deconstructive project?
Yeah, if you study theology, will you kind of study away your faith?
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, and I get that a lot. And we've both studied in academic settings and in different ways we've both encountered people having that worry about us going into academic settings to study theology. And I think that kind of obstacle does come out of a place of worry, maybe a bit of fear,
I think, yeah.
That if we ask difficult questions, that what we'll find is there isn't a good answer, and then we'll enter this place of not being sure about things, and we'll kind of lose our confidence and lose our faith. But I think, you know, Christian theology is the study of the God of the universe. And so if we believe that, if we're kind of trusting that, then actually asking a difficult question really is just entering into a journey to find out more about who this God of the universe is, how he's revealed himself, and how he's at work in the world. And sometimes we come to a place of going, oh, there's no real clear answer here. There's a bit of mystery.
And I think that's fine.
Should I pause it?
No, pause actually.
Okay.
No. We'll do. What time's up? No, it isn't. Either.
No.
I guess the third and perhaps final one that I hear a lot is basically, if you make kind of your faith into this academic pursuit, don't you end up just kind of keep asking questions and you end up actually deconstructing your faith? Yeah. And theology is then seen as this deconstructive project.
You've got to study your faith away.
Study your faith away, yeah.
And we both studied in academic settings, but I think both of us in different ways have encountered people's, you know,
concern
for us going into that setting, worried that might happen to us. And I think that often does come from a place of worry, maybe a bit of fear, that if we ask enough questions, then we'll get to a place of, you know, not having answers and feeling unsure about our faith, losing our faith. And I think when it comes to theology, we've got to remember that, you know, Christian theology is the study of the God of the universe, the God of everything. Yeah. And so asking a question about who he is or where is at work in the world is really, you know, it's about going on a bit of a journey, a bit of an exploration in finding out more about who this God is and how he's at work in the world. And it does mean sometimes we come up with a question where there isn't a clear answer, but, you know, we enter the realm of mystery and we're not 100% certain we can give a confident answer. But then there are other questions where, you know, the more you ask it, the more certain you are, the more convinced you are. So if I give you an example, I've asked the question about the resurrection, did Jesus rise from the dead? Loads. But every single time I come to the conclusion, yeah, he did. It's the best answer. It's the best explanation for what happened 2,000 years ago. And so I am so convinced that Jesus rose from the dead that that's, you know, there's obviously mystery there about the mechanics of it. But in terms of the asking that question, going on that exploration, my gosh, that was so helpful in fueling my conviction around that. But then I might ask a question in another area of like, what does it look like for God to be sovereign over the world? You know, there's so many different facets that are included in that answer that I want to explore and think about. And I actually find that in that process of asking questions and going deeper, reading the scriptures afresh, that actually really deepens my relationship with God. It doesn't do away with it. It helps me kind of approach him with a fresh sense of awe and a fresh sense of kind of wonder. And also a fresh sense of humility, like, gosh, there's so much stuff that I really don't get about you, but I'm fully convinced of who you are and your activity in the world.
Yeah. And that's been my experience as well. To embrace that mystery and depth of it, I think is so, it's a posture thing as much as anything else. It's to say, actually, I might not have all the answers, but, you know, the way that the universe is and to whom God is in all of his might and mystery and majesty. And there's that's a kind of an acceptance of what you think. The other thing I would say, just on that fear point, is if we are too scared to kind of pull back the curtain for fear of what's behind, or to kind of open the closet in case there's skeletons inside.
Yeah.
I just don't think that's a healthy approach to faith. Based in fear. And if the God that we're talking about is the God of all truth, then we've got to be prepared to kind of say, well, actually, no, I'm going to trust in that. Yeah. I'm going to ask the questions, even though there might be more questions that emerge from it. Or I might not like the answer that I get. And if to not do that, you end up back, I don't know, not cheapening your faith, but you end up kind of not fully kind of diving into the depths of all that there is. Yeah.
And you know, you read the Psalms, and it seems that God is like inviting questions. He's like, ask your difficult questions, like, where are you? How long will you hide your face from me? You know, God isn't worried about us asking those kind of questions, and actually asking them to Him is a way of bringing ourselves to Him in kind of all our honesty.
Yeah.
Well, if those are the blockers, boring, irrelevant to academic, what if I had to pin you down here and say, what's your most important reason for studying theology? What do you think you'd say?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think actually, for me, it's almost a slight way in which the pursuit of theological study is always done best in community.
Yeah.
And when it's done in community, done kind of learning alongside others, you suddenly discover that different people can show you something new of who God is.
Yeah.
And that opens your perspective to how majestic and diverse God is. And there's just something really rich about that, kind of the study of theology, learning alongside others, can just open up your mind to kind of, and in some senses, it causes you to worship.
Yeah.
So kind of, we often talk about studying theology in community as a kind of a safeguard against going kind of too kind of off piece.
Yeah, yeah.
But also actually, it's not just a kind of a safeguard thing. It's also an opportunity to explore more of who God is.
It's a little bit like when you're in a Sunday service and you hear other people singing, COVID restrictions applying, obviously. You hear other people singing, it's a bolster to your own faith. It's a little bit like when you study theology in community, you hear somebody else saying something true about your God.
Yeah.
And it stirs faith, doesn't it?
And that's both the community in the room, but also the community throughout the ages.
Yeah.
So when you read someone that kind of, you know, hundreds of years ago kind of saw something of who God is. Yeah. Oh, wow. But entering that conversation, it's just, I really, really enjoy it.
Yeah.
What about you, Dave? The thing that you're like, I love this about
absolutely. Yeah, great question. Well, I think for me, I became a Christian kind of early 20s and had this deep conviction that God was real and the story of Jesus was true. And my access to that story primarily is through the scriptures. And so I'm like, I want to understand the scriptures. I want to understand what they mean and what they mean for us today. And so for me, studying theology is always coming back to that question of how does this make sense of the scriptures? How does this make sense of the story of God? And then how does that story affect me and, you know, impact me? And really that's an exploration of going, how does God's existence kind of make sense of my life, make sense of the world? What does it look like to meet with Him and have relationship with Him, both kind of in the story of history and what He's done, but also in my life? And so I think it, for me, the study of theology is a spiritual pathway. It's a devotional pathway for me, growing close in my relationship with Him by figuring out more of who He is and being able to perceive where He's at work, be able to spot something in my life and go, I'm convinced that's God. And that could be based on my experience, but oftentimes it's based on, I'm convinced that's God because I think that's how scripture talks about who God is, how He's at work. And so, I think that's mine.
Amazing.
My main reason.
Thanks, Dave.
There is. Well, we hope you've enjoyed this this little podcast looking at that question, why study theology? If you're if that's whetted your appetite, then obviously go to our website, lucifertheology.org, and you can find out that's some of the courses that we run. But otherwise, we will see you, you'll hear us, I should say. We won't see you. You'll hear us in our next podcast, which we'll be sending out in a couple of weeks' time.
That's it. Thanks, Dave.
Bye.